everyone, and welcome to the Gamers Inn. We are doing our coverage of Nintendo Direct. You can probably hear it in the background. Unfortunately, our video is not working, but we are going to put this out as the audio podcast for this week. So welcome everyone in the chat room. Hope you guys stick with us, but I would recommend opening the Nintendo Direct video on your own so you can actually see what's happening.
They'll have to sync it, but whatever. They'll be fine.
Oh, I accidentally closed the audio because I'm an idiot. Sorry, stream.
If you leave it closed, it's probably best because then they can actually watch the video.
That is true. But then I won't be able to hear what's happening.
Oh, right. That's true. Just open it up.
Okay.
November 10th. If everything was working, this was a great idea.
Yeah.
So
this is what you were talking about, right?
Yes. So Metroid comes out on Friday. They're just running through the 3DS updates. The reason that I think we were able to do this today and convince it to be like a full show was because there's going to be Switch updates as well. So.
Or what will you
encounter on this? But yeah, Metroid looks awesome, and it's getting great reviews. What the heck is this? Metroid: Samus Returns is scheduled for launch September 15th. Yeah. So Friday. It's getting like 9s and 10s and
always
it's
has
crazy.
Something good in the works for RPG fans. 9 characters' paths will converge in the Alliance Alive in an all-new old-school RPG from Atlas. Heading to Nintendo 3DS.
But yeah, what we missed was
3DS title.
Yeah, these are all 3DS.
We'll play home to Shin Megami Tensei: Strange Journey Redux. With all of its
these are some Japanese RPGs.
Mm-hmm. Another Nintendo DS cult classic has set its sights on Nintendo 3DS systems in the form
I've never heard of any of
Historia,
these.
Perfect Chronology. The gorgeous launch
seems like they're doing a whole bunch of like
with an art book and decals.
Remakes while you're slash at, remasters.
Check Nintendo eShop. Yeah, I think they're trying to keep the 3DS alive as long as possible because there's a huge install base, right?
Yeah.
And I guess these sell.
Two new titles from beloved series are almost here. Uncover the mysterious origin of everyone's favorite lawyer, an Apollo Justice ace attorney.
I never played one of those games.
The bonds between heroes will decide their fates in Fire Emblem Warriors. Check this out real quick. You're looking at the new
Orange
White edition of the new Nintendo 2DS XL.
Guess what? You can buy another color for a system that you probably shouldn't buy.
That's all for today's Nintendo 3DS headlines.
Cool. Get to the meat.
Let's move on to Nintendo Switch by kicking things off with a trailer for our next.
Yay, the Switch. So the audio might be a little bit out of sync, but hopefully it's okay.
This is Allrest, a world covered in a sea of clouds. Many giant life forms called Titans live in this cloud sea.
Oh, this is Xenoblade.
This is Xenoblade, yeah. Okay, here we go. Now we're in business, guys.
Now we're excited. Welcome to the Gamers Inn. We're covering Nintendo. They said this is still coming out this year, which is crazy because we've heard nothing.
Many great powers rule over regions of Allrest. The Kingdom of Uriah is one of them.
I'm excited about this one just because I feel like the visuals of this game look amazing.
Yeah, they do. I never played the Wii U version, but I think is this a sequel to the Wii U version or a sequel to the Wii one? Because it's
not 100% sure.
I guess it really doesn't matter because I'm sure the connections are minuscule.
I thought they said that it was basically like a standalone.
Yeah, well, probably. It looks really cool. I doubt he would have been stopped, even by an army 5,000 strong. In terms of a Japanese RPG, it's probably one of the first ones we're gonna get.
Mm-hmm.
And the Indoline Praetorium, whose people revere and worship.
So they all like fly on these titans?
Indol controls the supply of core crystals, which blades are born of. And so despite being a theocracy, they hold much influence over the world's military affairs. Next, the Argentum.
See, like, flying fish ship? Well, that's so cool!
It is cool. They're like, they're going in depth on who's in this game. Like, just a bunch of different factions and And last but not least, it's crazy detailed for like a Nintendo presentation.
To achieve their mysterious
goals. Before long, this world will fall into turmoil over efforts to find the legendary blade, the Aegis.
That is precisely the kind of scenario that I mean to prevent.
Hand her over to a grown-up. The Aegis must be
destroyed. This VO is amazing.
Yeah.
Then I shall Aegis too and make mountains of cash.
I'm guessing your goal is Elysium.
That is our dream.
Who will find the Aegis?
God.
Who will make it to Elysium?
It looks cool.
Only time
I don't expect I don't need the VO to be amazing. So when are we going to be able to buy it?
Yeah, exactly. That's the big question, right?
Yeah. They've been hammering in 2017.
Oh, yes. That's me, right there. I may be relatively
talking turtle? A giant?
And this little troublemaker is the protagonist of our story, Rex, who lives...
It sounds like Mrs. Doubtfire, doesn't it?
A little bit, yeah.
Hello, and welcome. And children, behave.
He refers to me as Gramps.
It does sound a little like Robin Williams. Now I'm sad.
You may call me the same. Rex used to work as a salvager, scavenging useful resources from beneath the cloud sea.
That looks really cool.
Until one day he met a girl named Pyra, and the two set off on a quest to deliver her safely to Elysium. Can you believe he accepted such a lofty...
Have you seen
job?
Those shorts? I can absolutely believe he accepted the job.
Yeah, he probably didn't think...
Oh, yes. And this is also me. Utterly adorable, if I do say so myself. In Xenoblade Chronicles 2, you too will embark on a journey across the Titan's backs. Each
This is cool.
Unique scenery, very different.
So basically we're going to be jumping from like giant monster to giant monster.
While others boast...
That's
huge,
so cool.
Deep within the Titan's own body. Remember, we Titans are...
Yeah, this is really cool.
Each with our own quirks, which you must learn to navigate. Of course, you'll also cross paths with many a dangerous creature on these Titans. It's their home too.
Oh, I love this concept so much.
It's sadly inevitable that we butt heads from time to time. Those who fight together with synthetic life forms called blades, like Rex does, are known as drivers. When drivers do battle, their weapons and powers are granted to them by blades, such as Pyra, for example. Up to three drivers and three blades can work together.
So is this talking about like...
As you continue attacking
NPCs
with your
or like playing with your friends?
It's probably AI driven.
It's got to be NPCs. Right?
I don't think it's... Yeah. I don't think it's co-op. So this...
Extra damage depending on your position.
So this is them trying to explain the combat, I guess.
Yeah.
Which,
can cause HP potions to appear. Just use them wisely and watch closely the tide of battle to know...
This voice was not a good choice for them to use to explain this.
By using blade arts to increase the power of their attacks, their accuracy, and the like.
So you basically got a melee character and a ranged character.
That way, drivers can focus on playing a more active role in the battlefield.
This definitely reminds me of the combat from Xenoblade Chronicles on the Wii, where it was very, very team-based.
By using items called core crystals, divers can awaken new blades. This is known as resonance. You aren't limited to just one. A single driver can bond with multiple blades.
Cool.
The weapons and arts available to you...
So you're basically...
With which you bond.
You get a blade and the blade has like a cool creature wielding it, basically?
Yeah, and then the...
Sometimes you may muster up...
And that's what makes up your party?
Yeah. So, and I guess there's a summoner.
Looks like you hit the jackpot this time. You can pick up to three blades into battle with you. With each blade being either an attacker type, defender type, or a healer type, it's important to switch blades and...
Boobs McGee in the middle.
Cool.
Attacker type.
Well, that's your, like...
She's the chick,
one that you're,
I guess.
Trying to save, right? Yeah,
yeah.
She's the blade.
She's the lady who needs your help and go on a quest.
As
and...
basic rule of thumb for drivers, you should always stay abreast of the blades your party members are using, and strategize accordingly.
Looks kind of damage spongy. But I guess if you can, they're just not showing a lot of mobility. I'm sure you have to dodge and stuff. Like,
turn the weapon to its blade owner, enabling the blade to deliver a devastating attack. Blade specials.
I don't know what it is about this game, but I'm just like, everything I see, I'm like, this looks complicated and freaking awesome. Like,
I think it's because it's a little like World of Warcrafty, right? Where it's like this big open world, there's numbers flying everywhere, you gotta micromanage like your little characters, and everything's like a boss battle where you're trying not to wipe.
Yeah, I feel like it's like, it looks very satisfying with like, it keeps popping up and saying like, excellent, like combo, super, like, it looks like really satisfying, almost like, and I know this isn't exactly the same because like, there's a difference between a kind of horde mode thing, but it reminds me of like Dynasty Warriors, where like that game was just so satisfying. You had all these big moves and things are popping up all over the place and all your different combos and stuff. Like, it just looks really cool.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and it looks like you're going to get it December 1st, which I think is like kind of the first game that that's on the list for the December. I can't think of anything else.
Splatoon 2 is one happening game. Backed by popular demand, it's Kelp Dome. Now with some fresh twists.
I love the music from Splatoon 2.
Yeah, it's really good. A bit of added turf on each side for your it's total nonsense, but it's good.
Yeah. Through those graded platforms
get pretty crazy. So it looks like this is a map from the first one that they've. Snapper Canal. Oh, and this is a new one.
In this stage, a river is running right down the middle. The key to victory? Figuring out how to break into the central area.
Interesting.
Through the other team's base. Also, we're introducing a new Brella weapon called the Tentabrella.
It's like Reinhardt's shield.
Sort of like a regular umbrella.
Oh, wow.
Whoa, that's huge. It kind of looks like a big camping tent, capable of guarding over a large area.
Huh.
The Kelp Dome stage we showed earlier will be available Friday evening. We're planning even more weapons.
Man, I need to get back into this. I freaking love the multiplayer.
Yeah. For a long time. We should play it for a game night.
Warriors from across the Fire Emblem series have been summoned to stop the chaos.
Yeah.
Cover the mystery of the.
I loved Hyrule Warriors, so I'm really looking forward to Fire Emblem Warriors. By unleashing devastating attacks. Now, did you find that Hyrule Warriors you enjoyed it more because you enjoyed the characters because it was based on Zelda, like, or did you actually dig the Warriors?
It was
game
both, right? Actually. Like, I really liked. Like I said, it was super satisfying, right? So it was really fun to just go in and like kill like 15 people at once.
So do you feel like you would pick this one?
I don't know if I would do this one or not.
Yeah. If you think I
can't hold my own. And guys, if you're watching the stream, it is a little bit out of sync with the audio. It's not too far off, but don't judge Nintendo's voiceover and lip sync based on what you're currently watching from me right now. Oh, amiibos.
Yeah, I'm not picking those up. I'm staying strong. I want the Mario ones, and they're all coming out at the same time.
I want the Mario ones too. On Nintendo eShop and in stores. More snipper clips. Cut it out
together. Nice. Expanded version of the
game that packs in. We had so much fun with this game, Matt and I. Plus more than 30 new stages. It's hilariously frustrating. World based on comic books and a toy box world too.
Oh, and get this. A new feature lets you replay all the original stages in a brand
new
way.
You start with one of many random body shapes that will require some hilarious new approaches.
That's really weird.
I like the random shapes to make it harder. That's cool.
It's a neat idea. Snipperclips Plus. So I wonder if that's an expansion or is it a free update?
This content will DLC. Also
be available for DLC. Current
owners of the original game.
Huh?
Purchase as DLC in Nintendo eShop.
Seems like there's a solid amount of content. It's going to depend on how much that DLC is actually going to cost. Change your size to
change your powers in Morphe's Law. What the hell is this scary monstrosity? Multiplayer shooter coming to
Nintendo Switch. Shape-shifting robots. This is no ordinary shooter. Hitting a Morphe's body part will make it
shrink. This is
the same body part of that shooter grow as the size of each body part changes.
This just looks scary.
Forcing you to change tactics as well. Example, larger legs will improve your jumping game, and your hand size changes the way you use your grappling hook. Clever players might even transform their allies on purpose. Your team's avatar is only as big as your team members combined, so keep it safe.
Oh god, this is gonna give me nightmares.
This game looks the round. So weird.
Morphe's Law launches first on Nintendo Switch as
exclusive
in winter 2017.
If that's actually popular, I will be shocked.
Yeah.
If you kept up with the news from E3 2017, then you probably heard that Rocket League is coming to Nintendo Switch.
Here it is.
This new I love the Mario Kart
sports game will include all the modes fans
looks great.
Expect, along with some new Nintendo Switch exclusives, like Mario and Luigi Toppers, and the first ever Nintendo-themed battle cars, along with the new addition of local wireless multiplayer. Check out
local
Samus's gunship with its wave beam boost, followed by the Mario and Luigi NSR and its Super Star boost. Just pick the blue team.
That looks like Rocket League. I haven't played in a while. I'm probably going to pick it up on Switch.
To rep your love for Nintendo, you'll first have to earn these sweet wheels in the game. You'll have your chance when Rocket League launches on Nintendo Switch this
still
holiday
no date.
Season.
Nope. Boo.
Holiday, but...
Arena of Valor
November,
is a
December.
Multiplayer online battle arena game designed by the experts at Tencent Games. Explore and command a
what?
Roster of over 35
MOBA.
Fearless heroes.
I was going to say, is this a MOBA?
Tanks, yeah.
Assassins, mages, support, warriors, and marksmen. Build the ultimate
definitely
team
a Tencent
with your friends
game.
To crush your opponents in real-time online battles.
It looks first like, I think it's something you can get on iOS and Android right now. It kind of looks like one of those MOBAs.
Discover and dominate all the gameplay modes, including 5v5.
What was this one called?
Ages of Valor?
Hook Wars mode that will challenge
it sounds familiar and it looks familiar,
yeah.
But...
True champion. Draw first blood. Carry your team to
that would
the
be neat.
Line and become a legend in the arena. Arena of Valor
arena
beta
of
test
Valor.
Version will be available for free
oh.
this winter. Live another life
it's
in another world in this
800,000th iteration of Skyrim, guys.
It's only like the 10th.
Winner of more than 200 Game of the Year awards.
We, okay, like, gut check. Are we going to purchase Skyrim
no.
again?
No. Okay. No. I purchased... Okay, so I originally played it on Xbox.
Yeah.
Or, I get 360, I guess. So I own the collector's edition there. I own the regular edition and then the enhanced edition on Steam because it keeps going on sale and I keep going, oh, yeah, I need that.
I love Skyrim.
I love Skyrim, too, but...
No, I was... imitating you when you're about to buy it.
But I definitely don't need it on Nintendo, and the fact that they put Link crap into Skyrim makes me really angry.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm...
I love these two universes. They don't need to cross over.
This version of the game launched yeah, November 17th. Switch, November 17th. I'm not going to pick it up day one, but if it ever went on, like, sale... I would probably buy it. Holy shit. Doom.
To Nintendo Switch.
Wow.
Id Software, the studio
that's... And the new Wolfenstein? That's kind
of
crazy.
Your TV and anywhere you want to be.
This is not the stuff you normally see on Nintendo.
Guns no. And Doom is... I would buy Doom again.
When Doom, tears onto
Doom
Nintendo
is really
Switch
good.
This holiday. Machine Games Wolfenstein 2 sends you on a...
But I probably won't wait for Wolfenstein.
Imagine that.
The guts,
hmm?
Guns and gumption to spark the Second American Revolution.
Guns.
Wolfenstein 2, the new Colossus, launches on Nintendo Switch in 2018.
I think I might have this too loud.
Flip Wars is rolling out a new update. And it's
but yeah.
I had to turn just a touch. So I turned it up for the chat room, but then I had to turn it down a little bit again because I couldn't really hear you.
Yeah, I couldn't. I missed your joke. At my expense, I'm sure, which is why you didn't repeat it.
No, actually, it wasn't.
Oh, good.
political.
Oh, I see. Yes, that's not. Yeah, that's. It's interesting to see Bethesda kind of like jumping on the Switch, because I mean, Wolfenstein not coming out day and date on the Switch is somewhat of a problem, but it's kind of showing that at least developers are trying to bring it to all the consoles. On Nintendo eShop.
All right, game fans.
Quiz time.
Recognize this arcade cabinet?
Sure.
It certainly has been a while, but finally, after many years, our arcade titles are
making
a return.
And I remember this.
Mario Brothers. By sharing your Joy-Con, you can run, jump, and compete.
Wait, so is this the virtual console, or is this the... Please understand, the virtual console isn't ready.
Other arcade classics are on the way, too, including Versus Super Mario Brothers, Versus Balloon Fight, versus Ice Climber.
This
not quite virtual console.
No.
Versus Clue Land.
There are it's arcade
titles.
These arcade
games will contain other subtle differences you can't find in their NES counterparts. See if you can spot them. Arcade Archives Mario Brothers is coming down the pipe September 27th.
Yeah, I'm not too.
Real quick, some news for
Zelda. Oh, I'm a Zelda fan.
The Legend of it's Zelda, just the amiibo, though. I want to know about the DLC. Figures
will release on November 10th.
I really want that one, except for it looks so weird with that stand right up between your legs. Other amiibo, drop headgear
based on the champion's divine beast. Ooh. They have that's interesting. As well. I want the bird. Yeah. I want Revali. I don't know. He just.
I like Urbosa. I think she looks really cool, but yeah. No they make some really weird decisions.
Yeah, I don't get the whole support for the. NBA 2K18 I don't understand why they do that. It's like they should look at it and understand it's going to be a problem.
And in retail on October 17th,
fans of sports entertainment should also note
so
that
2K is jumping on the bandwagon.
EA Sports FIFA 18 is the most immersive, social, and authentic soccer game out there. Take the world
I've never been a FIFA person. I'm not a sports guy for video games.
I'm a sports guy, yeah, but I like watching it, not playing it.
I'll watch it. I just don't.
Yeah.
I don't really dig the whole sports video games.
More Nintendo Switch headlines are on the way.
Perfect.
But first, a video of our third spotlight title. A brand new RPG in development at Square Enix.
Oh.
It also happens to be a Nintendo Switch exclusive. Please take a look.
That's a big deal. Huh.
I'm just refreshing really quickly to try to resync the audio. There we go. We're a little closer now.
Oh, okay. This game looks really weird. Like the art style, like it's definitely like a sprite for the character, but the world
the art
looks,
style looks cool.
Yeah,
I like
world,
it a lot.
The world looks kind of like crafted, like Game of Thrones intro kind of.
Yeah, a little bit. What path will you tread? Oh, here's combat, because I was gonna say there's nothing in this world other than the main character. But now we've got some combat.
Turn-based combat, I dig it.
Yeah.
Like old school
Final
Fantasy.
I can take or leave turn-based combat. I don't love it.
No,
I was so surprised that I liked the South Park game, because that's exactly what it is. But generally, I don't love turn-based combat.
Yeah, it's not like something I crave, but sometimes you just want something that's a little slower and that you can put the controller down or step aside for a little bit. That's my personal taste. Bravely Default at Square Enix bring us a new fantasy world brought to life through a I can't get over the way like the environments look. It just looks so have termed
HD2D. HD2D is what they're calling it.
Huh. Yeah, I can see it.
Begin your journey as one of eight protagonists, each with their own origin, talents, and goals. Where will your journey begin?
Who will wow, that's such a weird.
Where will you go next? All these decisions and more are completely.
Did he say this was Bravely Default?
Bravely Default, same developers.
Oh, same developer. Okay.
Did you ever play that one?
I did. Yeah. But again, I didn't get very far in it because it just the combat didn't appeal to me.
Yeah.
For example, the warrior Ulbrich can.
I feel like I played it on a flight to somewhere. Might have even been a Nerdtacular.
It might have been Nerdtacular.
So yeah, however long the flight was, I got 2 or 3 hours into it and just kind of went, eh.
Or force someone in his way out of the way.
On your guard. So this is like they're showing the dancer when you're a different character, you can challenge pathways differently.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, perfect. So when you're the dancer, you can just like come hither.
Yeah, you just seduce people into following you.
Follow me into the desert, stab.
Yep.
Or lure her enemies into a trap.
Oh.
Even summon an allured character to help her in battle.
What in the hell?
Yeah, that's a little much, Square Enix. Like, you can even bring a lured person into battle. Like, hey, where am I? Oh, just fight to your death. Thanks. I can't again, like, it just looks really
combat?
Interesting.
In this game, battles are a fusion of simple pick up and play, turn based battles, and all new mechanics.
Oh, there you go, new mechanics.
One such mechanic is the boost system, which allows you to accumulate boost points with each turn you take in battle. You can then spend them to dramatically increase the strength of your attack.
So that was kind of what Bravely Default was, because you could subtract and add to your move based on, like, from what I remember. I think I played the demo.
It's got some cool visuals.
Yeah.
Like, the spell effects are really detailed, even though, like, the characters are very 8-bit. It's a cool mix of the two different kind of styles.
Mm-hmm. There's a deep well of strategies to draw from. Project Octopath Traveler.
Later today, a demo version of Project Octopath Traveler will launch worldwide in Nintendo eShop on Nintendo Switch.
That's nice. We can try a demo later today. I'll definitely be doing that. Feedback, so
please participate if you can. Working title.
And look out for an extended cut of the trailer we just debuted as well. The latest RPG from Square Enix, Project Octopath Traveler, is scheduled for a simultaneous worldwide release in 2018. We hope you're looking forward to it.
Sure. I guess.
The full version of the trailer that kicked off that segment will be released after today's Nintendo Direct. Please check it out. But first, it's time for some more Nintendo Switch headlines.
So obviously the last spotlight that they do will be
Super the stuff Mario. That we really want to hear about, obviously.
Yeah. Well, Mario Odyssey probably.
Yeah. Sport Arms is extending the fun with game updates.
As announced at Gamescom, the next update adds in a new stage.
She kind of looks like a scary clown. I don't like this.
Yeah, she's... Oh, God. Yeah. She's definitely...
Although she has fun chucks, so...
okay. Coming around. Fun chucks.
But there's another new feature as well. Now you can remap the controls to the buttons of your choice. After all, this game's all about flexibility.
Sure.
This new ARMS update goes live shortly after this presentation.
And all the characters they've been adding, they've added three now. They're all free. You don't have to buy them.
Yeah,
they just...
which is nice.
Yeah, it's a nice addition.
The game is a big hit in Japan, mixing the fun of building with an overarching story and the combat of an action RPG.
Hmm.
You'll master the art of construction.
I do like building my own towns.
Defend them from monsters and rescue townsfolk in need.
Kind of looks like Minecraft mixed with a little bit of RPG.
With a story, which is what I always felt Minecraft was missing for me. Like, I need the quests and the direction.
Yeah.
And
something that brings you, takes you forward.
Yeah.
Boost your speed and grant you special material by defeating enemies.
Huh. Might actually take a look at that one.
Is planned for release in spring 2018.
I think that game is actually already out on PS4 or Xbox.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
E3 has some charming new tricks. Throw hearts and up to three enemies will become your allies. By working together, you can initiate team-up attacks, like a stone drop.
New Kirby game?
Kirby, yeah. Depending on your allies. Which we heard about this.
Yeah, this is, they showed this at E3, I think.
Yeah.
How
does the bomb turn into a hot air balloon?
Kirby, man. Kirby's one of those franchises that I didn't feel like kind of... It just was never complex enough for me.
He's super freaking cute, though.
Yeah, is that Buff DDD? That's a little creepy.
Kirby Star Allies is coming to Nintendo Switch spring 2018.
Okay. Sure.
There's a whole lot of fun in store thanks to Nintendo eShop. Dig into the underworld of the platform.
I can't wait for this game. And it's coming out next week, which is nice. Yeah, I love SteamWorld Dig.
Oh, I thought you were being sarcastic. Golf
story this year. No, I am looking forward to SteamWorld Dig.
Four players can blast them up together locally or online in 9 parchments.
Ugh.
Feast on combo-based action and solve match 3
puzzles
with
Battle Chef
Brigade this year. Deploy units and your masterful strategies in the turn-based tactical RPG.
Ooh,
Tiny
I think
Metal.
This is like the Tiny Metal was the like the Advance Wars type game.
Side-scroller Super Meat Boy Forever in 2018. Never hurts to beef up your gaming library. The Nintendo Switch lineup is stacking up fast. Use the power of memory to restore what the world has lost in this modern take on traditional RPGs.
This looks interesting. Sphere.
Yeah, they're getting a lot of RPGs, a lot of Japanese RPGs.
There's just a lot of stuff coming out for the, like, just in general, which is pretty cool. Characters you can create in Sonic Forces November 7th. I feel like Nintendo has, like, the broadest range of style. Rockstar Games is bringing LA Noire to Nintendo Switch. Like, all the games that they've shown, they're so vastly different.
Yeah. No, I think that's a really fair thing to say in comparison to all the other platforms. And the reason, I think the reason that is because they have
PC, I think, but
yeah, I mean, because everything comes out.
Yeah, everything's on PC. Yeah.
So, but it's
all right. Here comes the Odyssey stuff.
Yeah, we'll get some Odyssey stuff.
Woohoo!
I can't. That game is out like in a month.
I know. That freaking hat.
Oh my god.
Hello everyone. I'm Yoshiaki Koizumi.
He's big into that hat.
Super Mario Odyssey.
Big fan.
Today we're going to recap a little of what we've already shown.
No, not recap. Show us new.
Yeah.
Information about the game as well. Mario isn't too happy about Bowser trying to marry Princess Peach.
Oh. Oh, so there's the whole kingdom. Because I was going to say, her tiara has eyes, too. I didn't realize that before.
And now the hero and his hat must join forces.
I thought it was just Mario that had the magic hat.
Yeah.
Somehow, Cappy can grant his wearer free control over his powers. So together with Mario, they'll travel the
globe. Wow, looks like a lot of fun.
Good use of Cappy's skills, especially the new capture ability, which allows Mario to take control of many enemies, animals, and objects.
That's fun.
The worlds look really
this
cool.
This globe-trotting adventure will take them all over the place.
Oh, they're
already
literally
seen this.
City in the Metro Kingdom.
That was the first we've seen of, like, the map.
Arena,
that's true, yeah.
It's kind of neat that it's like they've literally, like, Mount taken the world Mono and
the Luncheon Kingdom.
Oh, have Steam we seen the Wooden Kingdom before?
I think we saw, like, the forest.
In the Cap Kingdom.
Cap Kingdom?
Fossil Falls and the Cascade Kingdom.
Wow.
It looks nice.
Today, for the first time, we're introducing Shivaria in the Snow Kingdom.
This ice Shivaria
cold world will chill you to the core.
It's because he's cold. Wow, that looks really cool.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of really cool kingdoms.
Seaside Kingdom. It's a popular travel destination for many.
Oh man, is this gonna be? Are they gonna have the guys from Mario Sunshine?
Oh, that would be so cool.
What are they called? They actually got.
I remember them, but I can't remember what they were called. But yeah, I know the dudes you were talking about.
They're from the Isle of Delfino, but
yeah.
Oh my god, that's creepy.
To get from place to place, Mario is literally traveling in style. Aboard his cap-shaped
the ship Odyssey, is called the Odyssey. That's where the name comes from. That's cool.
By collecting them, you can power up the Odyssey and make it to the next kingdom. The number of power moons required to reach a destination
that's how the,
kingdom.
Oh shoot, what game was it? There was another game that in the Mario universe that you had to do that for. Or I guess actually basically all of them. They've been gathering something to unlock the next pathway world or door.
Yeah, Mario 64 had
Mario
the
64,
yeah, the stars to unlock paintings and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a creepy rabbit.
They're hiding everywhere. So make sure to explore every corner of the world using every move at your disposal. If you collect them all, something neat may happen.
I am really excited about this Mario game. I think it looks really, really cool, and it's different enough that I think it's kind of like a refresh of the franchise. Like, it doesn't look like the same as every other Mario game, really. Like, it's got enough similarity that it's still a Mario game, but there's a lot of cool new things.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it because it feels like it opens up the world. Like, there's more to it than. I hope you're going to the Mushroom Kingdom, but I'm glad that you're going to everywhere that we haven't really seen before. The humans still look creepy to me.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
Check out the scores and times of other players the world over.
The humans look really creepy.
You can race little cars. That's fun.
Also, the game world is home to a franchise of shops.
Crazy Cap, we've heard of before, right?
Yeah, the shops.
Yeah.
There you can obtain outfits and other stuff.
Because that was the different currency. The coins instead of the moons.
I like the costumes. Because you feel like in a lot of games like this, different costumes for characters is something you would either buy as DLC or partially unlock. But the fact that it's all in there and that you're going to be able to dress up as a bunch of classic Marios from all over.
Well, and we saw too, I think it wasn't it like the sombrero or something you needed to enter to open up the next part of the level?
Yeah. Yep.
Because you had to, they wouldn't like let you into the dance club unless you were wearing the right outfit. So I like that it actually like puts everything together. Like it brings it all together. It's not just cosmetic. They have a purpose as well.
Simply freeze time at any moment.
Snap some fun. Oh, we get fun Mario photos.
Photo mode.
That's fun. For a close up. They had the same thing in Final Fantasy, and I just made fun of it so much. The fact that you had one character whose entire job and all his powers were taking pictures.
Now it's your job.
The camera and nail that vertical photo for your smartphone. You could post it to social media or use it as wallpaper on your PC or smartphone.
Oh.
For many, Mario games are all about making memories. So capture away.
The Mario running on the beach one. Holy
oh, that's
crap.
Great.
Oh, man.
Frolicking dinosaur.
We've taken great.
They do seem like they've added a bunch of really cool new features.
Yeah. And make the most of Mario. They seem to be having fun with it. You wouldn't.
Yeah.
When they first unveiled this, I didn't think that this is something that they would ever do.
Yeah.
You know? Because it just seems so out there. Never done before.
Even the song that's playing right now is a Mario series first, thanks to its lyrics sung by the one and only Pauline. I hope you're ready for more surprising new ideas.
What is happening? It just looks so so wild. I can't wait. It's going to be so much fun. And it looks like it'll be a lot of fun to play on the go as well.
These are the ones I want. Except for I don't like Peach's pose. As you can see, but I like the Mario and I like the Bowser.
Yeah.
And all other amiibo are supported.
But like Peach looks like she can't choose between Bowser and Mario. She's like, I don't know, which is so weird.
She's probably more like, why did I get myself into this again?
I guess. Maybe it's that. I like that carrying case. The carrying case looks really cool.
Yeah, it's a lot more reserved than the...
I already have two carrying cases for my Switch. I don't really need a third.
Accessorize, Jocelyn.
Yeah.
Accessorize. Mario's next great journey. Yeah, it's going to be exciting. But no... no news on the Zelda DLC. That's a little disappointing.
Is it disappointing or is it just kind of expected? Like, are you really...
Do you
think that they're going to tell you much?
Well, like, when's it coming out? They told us when I can buy the amiibos, which is nice of them, I suppose. But it'd be nice to know when I can actually use those amiibos.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, some surprising third-party support. But not really anything that I think is going to, like, wow people. It's cool that you can play Doom on the go, but... Are people really going to wait till 2018 to play Wolfenstein 2?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I am glad that at least, you know, people are coming on board with the Switch. Developers are coming on board and they're, you know, porting their titles over. And hopefully that's like the start of them actually developing things for the Switch. So,
well, it's,
I mean, I like the fact that I can, because it's always been the thing that's held me back from getting Nintendo systems is that a lot of the AAA stuff that I wanted to play just wasn't available. So it came down to the thing that Nintendo's always been strong with is exclusives. So it came down to, is there a new Zelda game? Is there a new Mario? Do they look like things that I'm going to want to play? Because they're so much of a, like a bigger investment than anything else, because you have to go and actually purchase these systems in order to play the game. So it's like, if I wanted, well, I mean, earlier this year with the Switch, if I wanted to play the best version of the new Zelda, it cost me hundreds of dollars because I had to buy the system on top of actually buying the game. So it would be nice for Nintendo to have a lot more third-party support and get some of these AAA titles. And I think they're testing the waters with things that are already proven properties like Doom and Skyrim.
I think Skyrim,
I think it's kind of dumb at the same time though, right?
Testing
the waters is something that people have already bought. Like we said, like, we're not going to buy another Skyrim. We're not going to buy, it almost would have been better just to launch a new third-party title, but you know.
Yeah. I think it's one of those things where I don't think developers should expect people to buy their products in order to, them testing the waters, like, great, putting Doom, Skyrim, committing to putting Wolfenstein 2 on there. Those are interesting experiments, but if they look at the numbers and say, not enough people bought these, so we're not going to make a game for the Switch, they should be looking at the install base and saying, like, let's make something unique to this system, or let's try to make it day and date. Like, I don't necessarily need third-party titles day and date, because Doom is something I played on PC. Is it nice that I'm going to be able to play it on the go? Yeah, that's going to be great, but do I want to spend another $80 on it? Like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just... it's nice to see third parties treating the system with like it exists, in comparison to like the last two Nintendo consoles. So I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how things go, but I think that's basically 2017 in a nutshell for the Switch. This is what we're getting. I don't think we're gonna have any more real surprises, which is fine, because we have with Mario Odyssey that should be enough, and then with Xenoblade 2, like. That's a pretty solid holiday. Like, what else is coming out for the PlayStation or the Xbox, right? Like, not many exclusives.
I definitely think Nintendo's done a good job in the latter half of the year with their offerings on the Switch. I still think that they pushed the launch way earlier than it should have been. But, at least by the end of the launch year, they are offering us some really cool, really well fleshed out titles. Like Mario Odyssey is more than I ever would have thought it was going to be. So I mean, just all the stuff, even the stuff that we saw today was really, really cool. So they seem to be really thinking outside the box with Mario Odyssey, and it seems to be, even fleshed out doesn't seem to be a strong enough term, because it seems like there's almost more content in it than I can wrap my head around. So
yeah,
I think they've done a really good job. And like I said, the whole concept of Xenoblade Chronicles 2 with the hopping from giant beast to giant beast, and those being the new worlds, like, just, it's such a cool concept. And I'm really looking forward to that game too, which again looks very, very fleshed out and looks like there's going to be a lot of gameplay there. So
yeah, again, another,
I think,
title.
They've done better in the latter half of 2017. And not to mention all the small little arcadey and downloadable type virtual stuff. There's a lot of little indie things going on the Switch too.
Yeah, they've if there's one side of things that's really been supporting the Switch, is that it's the indie titles. Even if they are indie titles that are being re-released on the Switch, that doesn't bother me as much, because spending another $20 on a game you loved that you might not have finished, like, for example, there's Axiom Verge is coming out on the Switch in a couple weeks. A game that I loved, it's Metroidvania, didn't really finish it, but it's going to be coming out on the Switch, and I'm going to be able to play it wherever I want. I'll drop another $20
on that. Yeah, the portability, especially for, like you said, the small indie titles like that, the portability is a huge plus on the Switch, because they're usually like smaller pieces of content, so being able to take them with you and play them on a flight or in a car or, whatever, just not having to actually be tied to a PC or whatever to play that content. I think indie games fit the Switch really well.
Yeah. And I think you're going to be seeing a lot more indie games. And the beauty of most indie games, I'd say a majority of them, is that they serve the platform really well in terms of the hardware. Usually when you make an indie game, you're targeting, a very wide range of systems. Like, unless it's an exclusive for an Xbox or PS4, you're going to be able to hit every platform, no problem. Switch, Xbox, PS4, PC. And that bodes really well for the Switch, because there's just a lot of indie games coming out. And I've seen just a lot of indie developers just craving to put it on the Switch, because I think there's less stuff going on the Switch. And a lot of developers are seeing their games, jump to like the top five pieces of software that are selling on the system. It's just a really good time to get your game in there. And I am really excited about Steam World Dig 2, which is coming out next week. And I think it's launching first on the Switch and possibly PC, but again, another game that I just want to play on the go anywhere. Mm-hmm. So I love the concept, and even when you look at Mario and Xenoblade 2 and think about playing that portably, it's kind of mind-boggling, and I don't think we've really had that sort of thought process in since Zelda, that big game, playing it on the go wherever you want. We're going to get that again. And I think Xenoblade 2 is just going to show that really, really well, because that game looks huge.
Yeah. And like I said a thousand times, I'm really excited for that one. So all in all, nothing too crazy and unexpected out of this Nintendo Direct, but we did get a little bit more information on some of the titles we're really looking forward to, like Xenoblade and like Super Mario Odyssey. So I think this was a good episode once we got past the tech issues off the start there. So
once we got past the 3DS so news.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you guys so much for sticking with us. I think that's going to do it for us tonight. Reminder to head on over to patreon.com/thegamersin if you guys want to support the show. We have our game night coming up next week on September 21st. So make sure you are watching if you are a patron of the show to get your vote in for what you want to see us play on game night. We stream that on the third Thursday of every month over at twitch.tv/JossPlays. I wanted to thank all of our patrons for supporting the show. And as always, we have a couple of patron ads that I forgot to read off the top of the show because we had so many tech issues, but which actually I also don't have in front of me right now. So
I have the mirror. I'll read them.
The show notes? All right, there you go.
Yeah, so the first patron ad comes from The Geek Review. The Geek Review is a podcast that reviews everything and anything for an honest consumer review. The Geek Review can be found on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Discord, and at thegeekreview.podbean.com. And I know The Geek Review has been posting some of their episodes into the Discord, so if you're in the Discord, you'll see that stuff there as well. So also, a second ad from Simon. Weekly News Desk is a podcast all about the geek news this week. Join your two knucklehead hosts, Andrew and Simon, as they keep you informed on movies, TV, video games, and books. Find them on iTunes or at weeklynews.com.
Thank you so much for reading those, Ryan. If you'd like to find us on the web, you can get to us at gamersinpodcast.com. You can also find us on AMOVE TV, along with other fabulous podcasts, including The Angry Nerd, Into the Nexus, The Angry Chicken, For Azeroth, Embrace the Spoilers, and Heroes Forge. Our AMOVE family has grown quite a lot over the years. You can follow us on Twitter. You can find me, Jocelyn, at JossPlays. Ryan is at RMurphy. And don't forget to follow the show at The Gamers Inn. The video versions of all our episodes can be found on our YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/AMOVE TV. And you can email the show and let us know what you thought about this Nintendo Direct by emailing us at info@gamersinpodcast.com. Thanks for staying at The Gamers Inn. Remember, tune in next week. Bye, guys.
Bye.
The trash pile garbage fire that is Life is Strange.
Oh, thank God. I feel like this is going to be a tough episode. Let's hear about this is the Life is Strange prequel.
Okay, so want to guess what Chloe's power is, Ryan?
Is it angst?
It's being a gigantic bunny.
Ooh.
It's just the mechanic from the first game that was super cool was the time travel, and you don't have that now. And the only Chloe mechanic that they have introduced is this whole argument tree thing, which basically is there's dots along the bottom and there's a goal in the middle, and you have to get you have to basically make 4 points in your, or I guess 5 points in your argument before your opposing person gets their 5 points. So you have to throw them off balance. But my big problem with this is basically it's just be a bunny. I walked into the first little room thing that you get into after you get past the bouncer. So this total old dive bar thing. And it's I knew exactly what to do because I thought, okay, if the whole entire point of this game is to be a bunny, I'm just going to take the bunniest options. And even when it popped up and said, this action will have consequences, I was like, yeah, okay. And it turns out it did have consequences and they were good for me, because being a horrible bunny is the mechanic of the game. Like, you can't necessarily play how you want to play. You play how you think the developers want you to play, and that's the way to go, and that's being super bunny. And so I just, like, between the super bunny Chloe and the teen angst and the, like, I was like, okay, I can't. Guys, I'm sorry. I love you, Gamers In, guys, but I don't think I can finish this for you. I'm sorry.
Boss-ass bitch, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you're a badass bitch, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.